It's nice to have babies, especially very young infants, close to a caregiver. There's a warmth, literally and emotionally, that can be transferred through that. And also, when you are caring for an infant, that's really important to be able to have your hands free to do any number of things while you are also multitasking and moving about the world.
How to best carry a baby is a timeless, universal question. And the search for an answer has led to innovative designs from all corners of the globe. One solution in Western cultures has been the popular Snuggly. Michelle Fisher is co-curator of the Designing Motherhood Project.
The Snuggly is the first mass-produced baby carrier that was made here in the U.S. Anne Moore, who was the original designer of the Snuggly, trained as a nurse, and she was amongst the first wave of Peace Corps volunteers who in the 60s went across the world, and she went to West Africa, where she saw carers carrying their babies using lengths of textile wrapped around them. And when she got back to the U.S. and she became pregnant, she created the first Snuggly for her daughter and then some for other people who liked them. And it became such a popular thing that they then were able to create a multi-million dollar company out of Snuggly.
A similar solution for baby carrying is called the Rebozo.
The Rebozo is a length of fabric that is traditionally used in countries in Central and South America. It has different specific nuances and cultural connections based on locality and region. Its weave and the way that it is created as a textile might differ based on those regions as well.
The Rebozo is also a multi-purpose item that can be used as an aid during birth, worn as a garment, or used as a cloth to wipe or clean the baby. The cradle board is a baby carrying tool used by indigenous people in the U.S., including the Coast Salish people here in the Pacific Northwest.
A cradle board is an indigenous method of carrying children and keeping them safe and keeping them warm. Cradle boards are as varied as the indigenous traditions across this territory that we call the United States. They are incredibly important as artifacts, but they are also very much living traditions.
Find out more about cradle boards of Pacific Northwestern tribes by visiting some of the many heritage sites, museums, and cultural centers in and around Seattle.